Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on that which is truly life. Ready to give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are looking at the blessing money can be. Our verse tells us to be ready to give and willing to share. God's word for today isn't about how you must give and have to share in order to make the world better or to get to heaven. Instead, it talks about being ready and willing to give or share. Do you feel ready to give? How willing are you to give away your things and share your money? A lot of us want to keep all of our toys and our nice house and any vacations or sport camps we want to do. We do not feel very willing to share much of the time. Here is the good news. You have no pressure to give or share in order to fix all of the sad things. It's not on you to make the world a better place. We could choose to never give a penny or help anyone with our money. Why? Because we don't have to fix the world. Jesus already did. Jesus was the most ready to give. He gave all of his money, his time, and even his life for you, your family, your friends, and the world. Money was not important to Jesus because you were important to Jesus. So if we don't have to give our money to make the world better or to get to heaven, then why would we be ready to give? It's in the last words of our verse, that you may hold on to that which is truly life. It means this: your life is more than stuff and experiences. True life is with Jesus and joining him in his work on earth by loving others until we are with him forever. Until then, we can be ready to give our toys to those who have no toys. We can be ready to give meals to families with no daddy to help them. We can be willing to share dinner with an unchurched kid from our class. These are not small things. These are truly living a life in Jesus. We can join Jesus in being willing to share anything and everything. We pray so that we live a true life. Father, thank you for your readiness to give everything for us. Forgive us for our selfish ways. Renew our hearts so that we may bless others with our money and live a true life with you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.